Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here as we launch into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Indiana First Church of Cannabis, according to the High Times article by Mike Adams, didn't really test any boundaries. And that's because basically the founder of the church, Bill Levin, backed down. In the 11th hour, in the face of legal repercussions, the Cannabis Church founder decided to nix the concept of the congregation smoking out as part of their sacramental debut. Instead, he said the church would challenge the city's threats in civil court, which seems like a cowardly thing to do. You're not really standing on your principles here. This was the whole concept behind the church, was that it was supposed to be a cannabis church. Was that just we talk about cannabis kind of church? I mean, come on. So it's Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark in the studio. You can join us here. Our Skype username's lrn.fm. Maybe you're there in Indianapolis and you've got better insight as to what's going on. According to High Times, on Wednesday, the overall attitude of the Indianapolis police felt considerably different than the previous wild-eyed drug war rantings of their boss. The department refused to admit that their presence in front of the church had anything to do with marijuana.
Which is ridiculous.
Lieutenant Richard Riddle, a spokesperson for the PD, told reporters officers were simply there as a public safety precaution and to control traffic like they would any other event in Indianapolis.
There are a lot of church events in Indianapolis, and I'd be venture to say they don't
have 40
cops. None of
them have cops showing up. Yeah. 200 to 300 people showing up for church isn't an unusual thing to happen at a very, you know, medium to large sized church.
Yeah.
So going on here, he says, we're simply responding to public safety issues and complaints from the community. Obviously, we have traffic control at a number of events. We have traffic control at churches. We have traffic control for funerals and sometimes on
Easter.
They
have these complaints thing. I'm not sure. Okay, can you trot out these people? Because people have a right in this country to face their accusers. I'd like to know who's complaining. And I also...
No, they won't do that.
Yeah, I'd also like to strip anybody who works for the government from their ability to complain.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Because when the police say, yes, I am complaining about what's going on in my neighborhood, well, you know, it's kind of a conflict of interest. You're here to keep the peace, not decide what the peace is supposed to be.
When High Times, however, called the officer out for providing the press with a statement inconsistent with the threats made by city law enforcement officials, because, again, they said they would arrest anybody for smoking pot, he responded by lopping the force's highly publicized warning in with the issue of public safety. Riddle said, quote, we're planning on contingencies. If people choose to possess marijuana, we will enforce the state law that the state legislature has told us is illegal.
But if the state legislature even considers for a moment getting rid of marijuana, we will go and testify about how terrible we think an idea we think that is. Because we aren't, in fact, law enforcement officers. We are policy makers.
It's true. You're not exaggerating. Every time there's
been
any hearing,
I've been doing this crap too long, and I've seen these police officers talk out of both sides of their mouths like lying scumball politicians that they claim to be obeying.
They show up at every hearing, even medical marijuana hearings, and they testify as hard as they can about how this is going to be terrible for the young people of America or the young people of Indianapolis or New Hampshire or Indiana or wherever it is the hearings are happening. And then they trot out every officer they possibly can, and they bring out the kids, and they have the kids read some sort of prepared statement about how bad marijuana is, and just the same old song and dance every single time.
Don't forget the solution is always more police power.
That's right.
Yeah.
We've
just solved it. Following orders. You can't say that and then come testify at the hearings to make marijuana legal.
Well, they can. Apparently, they do that a lot.
They're liars. It's my job as the press. It's my job with 150 radio stations to point out the bald-faced lies of these police officers. In many cases, it's the brass. Sometimes you can get a police officer face-to-face and you can talk to them about drug legalization, and they'll, you know, they won't lie about it. But there's plenty of them within the ranks that talk out of both sides of their mouths, too.
If people don't possess marijuana, said the officer, and don't openly use marijuana and practice their religion, which they have a right to do, there's not going to be any issues and they won't be bothered.
You can practice your marijuana smoking religion by not smoking marijuana.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Riddle continued by saying that officers were only looking for people who are, quote, openly and publicly flaunting the possession of marijuana, and that those individuals, quote, would be subject to arrest, which was a far cry from their previous no-tolerance attitude.
So does that mean it's okay if people are, like, discreetly smoking?
I highly doubt that.
Well, what if you're just keeping it to yourself? What if you're not passing the joint around?
Perhaps this change of draconian heart was out of respect for Levin's recent decision to ban all illegal substances from the church grounds. Then again, as Ohio attorney Bryce Keller pointed out, this shift in strategy likely had more to do with the fact that the whole nation was watching for something dramatic to unfold. Cop block is here, said the founder of the church, Mr. Keller. Cop block and the news and everybody having all these video recording devices everywhere probably has caused the police captain or somebody to say, be on your toes today and make sure what we're doing is protecting the peace. He continues to say if police were going to arrest somebody for a minor offense, that there would be a swarm of people out there with their video recorders, and it wouldn't be good for anybody? What do you mean it wouldn't be good for anybody? It would be great for your church's publicity if there were 50 video cameras around when somebody gets arrested for smoking cannabis, because each one of those video recordings is going to go up on YouTube. Each one of those people that are recording it are going to share their recording with all of their friends, and they're going to share it with their friends, and then it's going to go even more viral than this concept already had gone.
Yeah, I think that if some people were willing to get arrested here at this event, and you know, to some extent it's the organizer who's breaking weak on it, if they were willing to do that, that it would get more publicity. This is the time. I don't care
for this.
I don't care what the drug warriors and the social conservatives say. Marijuana's becoming legal across the United States. It's the speaking as an elected Republican, I am so sorry that my party seems to be on the wrong side of so many social issues. They're just like, oh, let's fight about this gay marriage stuff. And then the Supreme Court goes in. I mean, it's not like you didn't know what the Supreme Court was going to do. Gay marriage was a loser. Gay marriage was a loser, and you haven't gotten a better seat in heaven by running your yik and yakker on the Facebooks, okay? Just stop. Republicans, stop getting behind losing campaigns. Yes, people who are in this country who got here by breaking the law, committing a misdemeanor, are probably going to be able to stay here. Stop making such a big deal about people who want to have a better life for themselves. Stop worrying about the drug war. Please, for God's sake, worry about an issue you might be able to have some effect on, like fiscal responsibility within the government. That's a winner for Republicans. Republicans are always talking about the national debt until they get in power and their politicians just feed them a bunch of lies again. The political process is so broken. It's broken not because of the politicians, but because of the people that support them.
So do you have any hope that this guy will be successful going through the political process?
I could care less. This is Indiana.
Well, what do you mean?
If he wants to be successful, he should move to Colorado. I mean, I don't care about his success.
Yeah. Why didn't he do that? Why didn't he start his Church of Cannabis in a place where it's already legal?
Well, the point was to challenge...
But apparently it wasn't.
Okay. Yeah, I guess you're right about that. Before he chickened out.
Right. If he wanted to bring recreational or religious marijuana to the state of Indiana, the boat...
He failed.
He let the boat pass.
And if he all of a sudden finds his courage... next month or something like that, and changes his mind and then goes out there and says, this time we're really going to do it.
Nobody cares. I don't know
if he's going to get the same turnout. I don't think people would be as excited about it.
No, everyone thought it was going to happen this time.
Right. And, I think what happened here in Keene is instructive and should be instructive for anybody who's considering doing something similar to this. Again, in Keene, we didn't have the freedom of religion thing going on at the time that the cannabis celebrations were happening here, the 420s that were going on a daily basis. But what happened was the police came in, they targeted the leader, so, Bill probably knew he was going to get arrested as the primary mover on this, and he probably didn't want that to happen, but they targeted Rich Paul.
Arrest isn't so bad.
No, it's not. But people who've never been through it, it's bad to them.
I mean, if you've got to get to work the next day, I mean, obviously it can be a bit of a
pain. It's a scary thing. And so they arrested the people they considered to be leaders. The groups, the group of smokers went down to the police station and smoked out inside the police station. And then after that, the cops let us alone. They let it happen. The cops were
smoking in the police station. That's why.
Right. They were saying officially, oh, well, there was no one smoking in the park. We've been through there. There was no one smoking pot in the park. That was their official story.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here on the radio waves to talk about whatever you want to discuss. Just dial on in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the disappointing First Church of Cannabis They had their first service last week. It was attended by a couple hundred people, according to Adamo Freeman from copblock.org, who was there to observe. He was outside more interacting with the police than inside the church.
I saw a video of it. There was a lot of singing and dancing going on.
Inside the church.
Yeah, and to his credit, the man who's ran this event, I forget
Bill
his name.
Keller,
Bill Keller? Bill something. Said... during his speech, at the end of it, something similar to the Rich Paul ceremonial, we smoke these in remembrance of those who've lost their liberties in hopes for a day when cannabis will be legal or something. And he did say, smoke them if you got them. So he did,
interesting.
He did sort of give an opportunity for people who wanted to smoke,
but also prior to that, told people not to, right?
Yeah.
Asked
so
them to not
a very conflicted message. I doubt they would be prepared to smoke up if he warned them that they wouldn't be able to.
So we're going to talk more about that here in a moment, and the High Times perspective saying that it really, really didn't test any boundaries here. If you want to get Bitcoin, the price, by the way, has gone up over the last few weeks. What did it hit? 278 today, I think, at one point, dropping back down to like maybe 275 right before the show. It's looking good right now. Maybe it's going to keep going up. Maybe not. You don't know. But the reason to get Bitcoin, in my opinion, isn't necessarily because you expect it's going to go up. That's a decent reason to do it. But it's also because it's an exciting currency. This is the world's first truly international currency. It is not issued by any government or any bank. This is the currency of and for the people, and it really is an amazing thing. It's got the world's largest financial network. It's decentralized, meaning it can't be attacked. It can't be taken down. It's basically impossible and impervious to hacking. Otherwise, it would have happened by now. Bitcoin is awesome. It's cryptographically secure, and it's being accepted by more and more companies and individuals around the world. You can get big companies like Dell Computer, Wikipedia. They're taking Bitcoin, and even small companies, mom-and-pop companies right here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. There's a corner store on Main Street that takes Bitcoin. There's a vegetarian food truck that takes Bitcoin. There's a hair salon. So it makes it easy to transact business, to send money from one point to another, even all the way around the world. And the people in Greece, of course, have started to see this. They've been jumping on board with Bitcoin in a major way, which is probably one of the reasons why it's gone up over in recent weeks, gone up in price. So maybe you're thinking about getting some. Well, here's how you can get up to $40 worth of Bitcoin for no fee whatsoever. I mean, you got to pay the $40, but no fee on top of the $40.
You have to buy the Bitcoins,
right.
But you have to pay the fee to buy the Bitcoins.
There is no fee on top of the actual cost of the Bitcoins. Over at ExpressCoin.com, when you use coupon code FTL, now maybe you want to get Litecoin or Dogecoin or something like that, you can do that too, and you can, again, get up to $40 worth of any of those cryptocurrencies for no transfer fee with code FTL. Now, when you go above $40, then there's a very small fee. I believe it is 3%, which I think you'll find is the best, if not one of the best, in the business of transferring money into Bitcoin. But go see for yourself. ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business. You do need to be in the U.S. or Canada to use their services at this time. But go to ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL.
You also don't need to use a bank. I've used ExpressCoin with just a money order.
With a money order,
post
right.
Office.
Yeah, check or money order. And that works well. In fact, I don't think they're doing the wire transfers right now.
Good. So I don't want to go to the bank for Bitcoin.
You've got to use money orders. In fact, you can even go to some Walmarts will give you money orders for free. Not all of them.
Yeah?
The one here in Keene, it's like 40 cents or 50 cents or something. But back in Florida, they were free. And I guess that's just because Walmart wants you to come in and shop there.
I used to get them from a place called Amscot, which is one of these check cashing places.
Would they do them free there?
Yeah, they were doing them free there. They're basically trying to get walk-in traffic to their check cashing place. I don't even know what exactly check cashing places do precisely. I guess they
loan money out to people, short-term loans.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Bunch of money on that.
I got some money orders.
So, High Times, continuing here with their story. If you want to share your experience, maybe you've been in Indianapolis at this first Church of Cannabis that seemed to basically back down at the last moment and didn't really have a mass smokeout as they could have. On the issue of probable cause, Bill Keller, the founder of the church, said police would need to establish it for each individual and that simply being on the premises of the cannabis church did not give authorities the right to initiate random searches. Well, that's certainly true. What the Indianapolis police chief initially said was the force was going to cite parishioners for visiting a common nuisance, which Keller said could have been used as a gateway to search the pockets of parishioners and perhaps even their vehicles. But in the end, there was no shakedown, not a single incident in which the Indianapolis Police Department felt the need to investigate or attempt to establish probable cause of any kind. Some supporters of the First Church of Cannabis chastised Levin on Monday after he announced that marijuana would not be allowed in the or at the first service.
Oh,
you know what? I'm sorry. Keller. Wait, I'm confused. I think it was Bill Levin was his name. I was calling him Bill Keller.
Yeah,
I apologize about that. So they chastised Bill Levin, the founder, on Monday after he announced that marijuana would not be allowed
at
the first service.
Who chastised?
Some of their supporters.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. Social media lit up with angry potheads revoking their backing for the cause. Some even calling it a scam. Levin has said all along that marijuana use in church is protected under Indiana's new Religious Freedom Restoration Act and that cannabis consumption would take place within the congregation from day one. So many supporters felt that the poobah had lost his nerve and that his talk of civil disobedience in the name of cannabis was a complete sham. And I can't blame them for feeling that way. What a letdown. I mean, it would be a huge letdown to have actually spent the time and the effort to help promote this event, to promote the church, to go there and under the belief that this was going to happen, and then to have the main guy who put it all together back down in the last moment.
Yeah, I mean, are you kidding me? And his comment about not wanting all the cameras and the media attention. Like, you've already got all this media attention focused on your event. You're not going to use your stage that you've created here.
I'm going to apologize. That I was saying that that was Levin, but that was actually not Levin who said that. I need to figure out who the heck Keller is.
Who is that?
I have yet to actually figure out. Please continue with your commentary.
Yeah, well, I'm just annoyed because, you know, I did some civil disobedience marijuana activism that didn't have a bunch of media attention, and you could bet that if I knew that there were going to be a bunch of cameras and hundreds of supporters, that would have been even more likely to do it.
You mean you're more safe with cameras and supporters around? Keller is an attorney, not necessarily their attorney, just an attorney.
So I'm just extremely disappointed that this guy, you know, he built this stage for this activism and then didn't use it. I mean, it would be like a band billing a show and then not playing.
Basically, yeah. That's I can totally see where you're coming from there.
Or at least not playing their hits.
Yeah, that would be a disappointment, right? Playing all the B-sides and the deep tracks or whatever.
Deep track.
No one can sing along in that case. In all fairness, according to High Times, however, while there may have been a level of fear behind Levin's choice to ban weed from the church, which is based on including marijuana as part of its ritualistic repertoire, ultimately his goal was achieved to lean on the passing of a discriminatory law in order to create a storm of media attention, no matter how convoluted the overall message has become. But didn't he buy this church building?
Well, there is kind of something to be said for the strategy he's using. Like, towing the line just to point out how ridiculous a law is a strategy.
We'll come back with more here in moments. And I'll do the digging and find out what the penalties are for marijuana possession in Indiana. There's more on the way. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster.
The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free if you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. The First Church of Cannabis is on the table for discussion, but of course, it's an open phone show, so you can call in about anything you would like to discuss. You can also watch the show on our webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can see what's going on in the studio. There's really not that much going on. It's just three guys sitting in chairs talking into microphones. But some people like to watch those things, so you can go
to
cam.
There's a great chat room that's attached.
That's true. The chat room is the real draw, in my opinion. But
it's lively.
Yeah, chat. Well, you can go to the chat room by itself if you want. That's chat.freetalklive.com. But if you go to cam.freetalklive.com, the chat room's actually built in to the same page as the cam, and it's all free. So please go and enjoy. Once again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. High Times is dissecting the First Church of Cannabis. The first service was held last week. There were a lot of people attending. And the founder of the church, Bill Levin, decided in the last moment, basically, to scuttle the whole idea of smoking cannabis, which, of course, is the whole concept of the church itself.
Now, but wait a minute. A lot of people, they could have come to the church service high if they didn't want to smoke there. Maybe they smoked beforehand. Or maybe they ate some edibles that lasted them the entire service.
You know? I don't doubt that someone was high during the Church of Cannabis first service. However, the whole idea was to make a statement,
right.
And I feel like the full statement wasn't made. Now, High Times is giving him credit for responding to a discriminatory law to create media attention, and he certainly did achieve that. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of media attention. There was an article in Time Magazine about their first service, and there were a number of stories written about this.
Yeah.
But it didn't go as far as it could
you
have
know,
and should have.
I don't know. I'm changing my mind on this a little bit. Like, Dale, who's been on the show criticizing some of the activism that happens in Keene, has brought up that sometimes activism can be better without the arrest. If you do civil disobedience and you toe the line right up to it, but you're not breaking the law, you can still force the government's hand and make them show their show of force. There are
sure,
all these police officers.
It looks bad for that. Sure.
Yeah, they were there to bust some people who have a plant, okay? And that doesn't look good in the mainstream media when this story blows up.
Well, they do get the they use their standard out, which is we had a complaint.
Well,
and they remember they use this a lot.
Yeah.
And this is a standard issue lie. If for instance they find somebody walking down the street, they'll say we've had some complaints of some burglaries in the area. Of course you have. The city's been incorporated for 200 years. Mm-hmm. There have been complaints of burglaries in
point.
The yep. area, and we're not exactly sure of the area, right? So this is just a big fat lie.
The area of Indianapolis.
Right.
There's been a burglary.
Right.
Somewhere.
And somebody's complained
you
about
look like our suspect.
Marijuana. Well, smoking sometime in the history of Indianapolis.
My point is, the way this was done, he gets all the benefit of the news stories mm-hmm. without all of the risks of arrest, without all of the problems and legal defense funds that need to be set up afterwards. Most people who hear about this story, they hear a blip about it, they hear the headline, oh, Church of Cannabis is doing their thing, and okay, great. Most people who don't even read the story are going to assume that people did smoke anyway.
I am looking here at the penalties in Indiana, for possession for personal use.
It
is a Class B misdemeanor punishable by not more than 180 days imprisonment. So that's, you know, again, there's different classes in different states. So Class B misdemeanor in New Hampshire means that there is no jail time possible for it.
Right.
Here, half a year is the possibility. So that may mean that a jury trial would have been possible in, and again, I'm not an Indiana legal expert here, but generally jury trials are reserved for people who face jail time. At least that's how it is here in New Hampshire. If you're in Indiana and you can clarify that, please feel free to do so. Back to High Times and their viewpoint here. All of the national coverage brought out a gang of half-cocked protesters on Wednesday, fully prepared to express their disdain for the official launch of the First Church of Cannabis. Signs with anti-pot messages reading, "Religious freedom does not mean freedom to commit crimes," were displayed across the street by several members of the community who said they were at the event to support the police. This protest, however, caused some controversy among parishioners, not only because of the ignorance of the opposition, but over concerns that these people had the gall to put signs of protest in the hands of young children. Well, I mean, that's just what people do. If they've got kids and they're going to a protest, they're going to bring their kids along to participate. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I can't besmirch one side for doing it, even if I disagree with them, because I don't go after the other side. When I see kids at protests, protests that I agree with, I'm like, okay. You know, or I don't even know if protest is the right word. Events.
That always looks wrong to me. I don't care. Even if it's on, like, pro-liberty side, it seems indoctrinatory.
That's exactly what it is. You're indoctrinating your children into your belief system.
You're going to do it anyway. I mean, that's life, man.
Yeah, but why can't they have a play date that day? Like, why do they have to go do activism at age 5?
Well, who are you supposed
that
to,
seem
you're supposed to leave them with somebody?
Wrong? I mean, there are other people in the world who can be responsible for your child for a couple hours. Yeah,
there
I don't
are.
Think that's
I mean,
crazy.
Now you need babysitters, and, you know, it's getting expensive.
Or family members.
No, it's not everybody's.
But why should your
around?
Kids be shielded from activism? I mean, if that's what you're doing as a parent, if that's what is, you know, part of your family's behavior is to be activist,
because I think they should choose.
Bring them in.
I think they should choose what activism they want to do.
At what age?
Whenever they voluntarily say, "I'm going to go do this."
Hey, son, do you want to go hold a sign with us at the First Church of Cannabis today?
My son expressed interest in selling lemonade at Uncle Ian's house, frankly.
What'd you say?
Well, I'm not going to come here and watch him all day while he tries to sell lemonade for a dime.
You heartbreaker.
Now you want the kid to protest.
Yeah.
You want him to break the law.
No, because he chose to do it. He
doesn't
wanted
know
to.
What
it
the law
own...
is.
So
I didn't
what?
Say.
Good. He shouldn't know what the law is. That shouldn't matter.
So
he wants to do a lemonade stand. The answer is yes. Well, I will help you.
I would agree with you, Derek J. If someone's child does not want to be at a protest and they've been forced to be there, I would disagree with forcing one's children to go and participate. But
it just looks bad. You know, it looks bad to me. Whenever there's kids on one side or another.
I think it's adorable. Like when kids are selling lemonade illegally and like standing up to the police or whatever. I think that's pretty cool. Didn't they do that with the Lemonade Freedom Day?
Yeah, Lemonade Freedom Day makes that happen. I like that too.
Yeah, you were talking about that on your radio show, Peace News Now, weren't you?
Yeah, and I went. I attended the Lemonade Freedom
Day. Did you chastise those parents for bringing their kids out to that?
No, in fact, I purchased lemonade and raw milk from them.
There you go. Now you're just encouraging them to come out and do more activism. You hypocrite.
Well, all right. You're right.
All right. Let's move on here from High Times continuing the church. Let's see. While the concern for the First Church of Cannabis was with the actions of law enforcement, it ended up being the angry protesters that created all the unnecessary tension throughout the day's event. There was reportedly a threat of arson during the service, and a couple of preachers opposing the legitimacy of the church got into a street fight with one another, in which police were forced to intervene. As for the church service itself, it was a bit of a sideshow, complete with a few balloons and band playing reggae renditions of songs like Tom Petty's Mary Jane's Last Dance. Mm-hmm. Admittedly, the initial part of the service seemed like...
Just mention Indiana in that song.
Admittedly, the initial part of the service seemed like a giant warm-up act to prepare the crowd for Levin's arrival. It was perhaps this rock show approach that contributed to city leaders comparing Levin's mission to Indiana cult leader Jim Jones over the past few weeks. Didn't he have people kill themselves by drinking poisoned Kool-Aid?
That's correct.
A Kool-Aid stand outside of the church poked fun at those comments. Unfortunately, the church's inaugural service came off no differently than the thousands of other locally driven legalization rallies that happen every year across the United States. Without the use of cannabis, not much was achieved that hadn't already been with the coverage leading up to the event. It was almost a shame to see something that had generated so much power to be unleashed only to come to become the Pacquiao Mayweather fight of the cannabis movement. Some boxing reference, perhaps?
Yeah, that was a recent boxing
and a big deal.
Was it like a disappointment ultimately
it was
or something?
A huge disappointment. Yeah, the I honestly forget which one.
Yeah, the guy
who was all talk like lost or whatever. I don't know. I think that's what happened. No. He wanted everything his way and then he won. Big disappointment.
Yet says High Times. We look forward to seeing what happens next, and we'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts here. And an update on the Baltimore case. Remember the guy that the Baltimore cops allegedly killed that caused all those protests? There's an interesting development there. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us and share whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about the First Church of Cannabis, which really kind of backed down on the promise of being a First Church of Cannabis. They're a cannabis-supporting church, but not actually a cannabis-using church, at least not during their ceremony, which, of course, seemed to be the whole purpose of forming the church. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens over time here. As High Times has pointed out, they really didn't push the test any boundaries with their first service that happened last week, which initially had been promoted as a place to come to and to use cannabis in a religious manner.
Do you think it was that
it didn't happen?
Do you think it was that there were a bunch of police there? I mean, what if they set this precedent that, like, oh, it's this big disappointment, nobody smokes pot here, and then the police leave them alone next week? And it's like, all right, everybody, light up. This is for real now.
I don't know. I guess we'll see. I mean, will it be newsworthy when that happens the second time, or for the first time at the second?
I don't know. I don't know if this guy actually wants news. He just wants his church, right? So if he
but no, he wanted news. He wanted to challenge the this Religious Freedom Act that was passed to justify people discriminating against gay folk.
I'm with you.
Which I think people should be able to discriminate. That should be their choice. And that's another issue entirely. But also, I think that you should be free to use whatever sacrament you want as part of your religion. I think they should be able to use LSD as part of their church if they want to.
Great.
So a little bit more here from the story. And, of course, you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. High Times says, we look forward to seeing what happens next. Interestingly, it appears that the police department in Indianapolis plans on keeping close tabs on the First Church of Cannabis from this point forward. A new surveillance camera mysteriously appeared on utility pole outside of the church the day before the first service. Talk about creepy.
Hmm.
Although Indianapolis police denied having any knowledge of this Big Brother tactic, the consensus is it was put there to keep a watchful eye on future services. Levin wrote in a Facebook post, quote, thanks for the new camera outside our church. I will wave hi to you all in the mornings. Smile and wave back, will ya?
That's a story from High Times' Mike Adams. And what will happen next? I am interested in knowing, you know, hopefully we can get this guy, Bill Levin, on to talk about this, because it's a big disappointment. And maybe somebody else will pick up this ball and run with it. Maybe somebody else will create the first church of cannabis and do this thing.
You know, what's weird to me is that, you know, I know that some of the people who are among the supporters of this church of cannabis, and I would think, like, why wouldn't they have lit up? Why wouldn't they have...
he asked them not to.
Right. That's the issue, is that it's a private property issue at this point. He said no. So even if there were courageous people in the audience,
I would respect his wishes if I were there.
Well, like, hold on. Then he said smoke them if you got them at the end, though.
Yes. So it's very conflicting.
Yeah.
Maybe he meant smoke them if you got them later. Not
no,
here.
It seems
on
like,
this property.
I don't know.
So I guess time will tell. Like I said, I hope somebody does this and does it right. And maybe he will start in on the second time and go for it. Maybe he just needed to build up his confidence and get 50 cops out of there. And you're right. That may be make the difference. I mean, you've got legal representation. You've got attorneys who are going to help you out with this. It's not like he was playing this alone. He had assistance.
I know. Just putting myself in his shoes, I'm a lot more likely to openly violate a law when there's not 50 cops standing outside my door. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it wasn't courageous. But at least he made something cool happen, and it was newsworthy. I hope to see someone take up the mantle. And maybe he'll move to Colorado. Maybe. I don't know.
But then he wouldn't be achieving what he was trying to achieve.
Yeah, but he could establish the church there, and then other people could set up, you know, branch churches from there. If they've got the right in Colorado and they get left alone, they can build up their support in a place where they won't get arrested.
And look, I don't blame somebody for going to Colorado. If you like to smoke pot, you know, that seems like a fine place to go to. Of course, now there's also
Washington State.
Alaska, and Oregon are on board with legalization now.
California basically has legalized marijuana, too. All you have to do is say, you know, sometimes I get headaches, or, you know, this my pinky toe hurts, and basically you're in.
I don't blame anybody.
West coast of, you know, the United States,
pretty much.
If it touches the Pacific Ocean, you can smoke pot on it, practically.
But that's so annoying. I don't want pot, or I don't want like a cannabis license. Like, I don't want to have to ask permission and be like, oh, I'm a victim. I'm hurting. I need this.
You wish you had a cannabis license if you're sitting in jail for it.
Well, okay. I want the freedom to enjoy or to imbibe anything I want. You know, it's my choice.
I want that too, but there's a path to get there, and I don't know.
No, this is not it, because when is alcohol going to be that way?
I don't know, man. Seems like it was a ways off.
Okay, that's been about 100 years. So are we going to have to wait 100 years for pot to be legal in the same way that alcohol is now? I mean, that's rough. That's weak.
If 20,000 liberty-minded folks would move to New Hampshire within the next 10 years, then we might actually see a repeal of prohibition on cannabis and alcohol.
How's that?
Well, because the idea of the Free State Project, for listeners that aren't familiar, is to concentrate liberty activists in one place, so we're not spread out all over the damn place. That's the reason why the three of us are here tonight. That's the reason why we know you, Derek, is because of the Free State Project, to concentrate our activism. If you've got 20,000, if you've got 10,000 people who care about freedom focusing their efforts in a small state like New Hampshire, you can have an incredible effect. We've already seen how 1,500 early movers have had an amazing effect here and have moved the ball in the right direction on a number of issues.
Isn't New Hampshire the only state where cannabis has been proposed through the legislature? In all the other places, it's been through like referendums or through the courts.
I understand it, is true.
What about Maine? Maine
has decriminalization, and but what you're saying is legalization was voted through the legislature in New Hampshire. I think it was the state reps. I don't think it went through the state senate. But the state, please correct me if I'm wrong on this, too.
That is by no means unique.
I thought it was the state senate and didn't get
legalization through. Went through the state
Not
senate?
Not legalization.
That's what we're talking about.
Right.
Decrim went through.
It happens every single year. Yeah. And this is, and the ball always gets moved a little bit further. That's why I have hope
Why
with
do they
this.
Bother opposing it when they see the writing on the wall? I mean,
because
they don't.
Just protecting their jobs. The governor's in the pocket of the police union. The police unions know. They know their budgets are going to be cut if they don't have marijuana busts.
Can't they do something else to tyrannize the
people?
Yeah, they
could.
So,
they can't.
This
makes that easy.
People being here makes a big difference. We've seen it already. We've got more than a dozen Free State Project participants already elected to state rep positions. One of them, Amanda Bolden, just put forth legislation that was overwhelmingly adopted by both the State House and the Senate and signed by the governor that legalizes possession of one drug, which is called Narcan. Now, that's a name brand for essentially it's a product, a drug that counteracts the overdose of heroin or any opiate overdose. It used to be illegal to possess Narcan as just an average person. Let's say you have a loved one who you know is a heroin problem and you want to have something around the house to make sure that if they have an overdose that you have a way to help get them out of that, at least temporarily. It's not a cure-all. It only lasts on a temporary basis to give them enough time to get to the hospital and get real treatment for it. But now that's legal. So that's a lifting of a prohibition that has happened here in New Hampshire. Another prohibition that was lifted because of a free stater that was elected to state rep, Jen Coffey. This was years ago. She put forward a piece of legislation that legalized possession of all knives. You know, the classic stuff that's illegal in places where we're from, like Jersey and Florida, butterfly knives and switchblades and things like that.
Knives, yeah.
All of it's legal in New Hampshire, is my understanding, is basically thanks to Free State Project.
Sharp pieces of metal are legal in New Hampshire.
Yeah. So, I mean, those, I think, are real, you know, indicators that this can be a success. But we've got to change. We've got to get people to come here. I mean, if libertarians actually did stand behind their ideas with action in one place, like here in New Hampshire, I think we'd see amazing things. And I think we will see them. It's just it's going to take a while for them to get here.
We see a preview of that every year at Porkfest, where we just came from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where we get a taste of what it might be like if...
Well, that's
people
a little,
concentrate their efforts in one place.
That's a little different because at Porkfest, you've just got a bunch of liberty-oriented people being together, whereas if you get 10,000 liberty-oriented folks to move to a state, what they're going to do is concentrate their activism in different areas, many of them within the political structure, and what that's going to do is strip away some of the most egregious laws. And so I don't know, you're going to have a Porkfest atmosphere running around.
Porkfest is a party. There's no doubt about that.
But maybe that's what the Shire will look like in 100 years.
Who knows? I hopefully we'll be around to see what that's like.
Yes, we'll all be bionic.
Vegas,
then.
Here we come.
Speaking of bionic and transhumanism and things like that, I did see the Terminator movie today.
Oh,
cool. The new one.
Oh, that's right. You're going to see that.
I did see it, and it was very good. I enjoyed it.
You ready to be a cyborg?
You know, I am not necessarily against the idea of transhumanism.
They've got bionic eyes now.
It's kind of it's a little scary on one side, but it's also very exciting on the other hand.
Yeah.
So I'm not necessarily
Once you're facing
it.
Death, at that point is when you're going to be making your decisions in many cases. The first people that will be doing the transhumanism thing will be making their decisions at the point of death. So, you know, what's worse than dying? Trying on a robot body for size?
The critics didn't like it. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 27%.
What do you think?
I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
I like Jupiter Ascending, and nobody liked that crap either.
I was entertained by that
twice.
It was no Matrix, but it was good.
I thought it was great.
We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com and check out Derek's website, thederekj.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.